Ladies on film.
Hi, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Parents on Film. My name is Edna Fairweather, and I'm here with my friend. Introduce yourself, dearie.
Do I talk in right in here? Do I do this? Hello. Hey, this is Taffy. Just Taffy.
This is my friend Taffy. We're here for Parents on Film.
Yeah.
It's a computer radio show about movies. It's been a long time, Taffy. We did a movie and it was ages. It was August 2014. It's been a year and a half.
Ooh, I don't even remember that. I don't remember what happened earlier this morning. And I won't remember this soon because I've already taken my nighttime juice in.
Oh, yes, you're almost about to fall asleep.
She's usually
much more energetic.
Yes, I'm feeling very calm. It's a glass of white wine with an Ambien crushed up into it. So I'll just be getting real calm here soon.
So I'm still single. We're gonna have a ladies' night out. Mm-hmm. Should we call this show Ladies on Film?
Yes, let's have it be a girls' night, girls on film, girls watching film on film, girls on going to the movie on putting it on the internet, talking on the internet.
I don't know why this was called Parents on Film before. That was my great nephew John Forward. He's a famous comedy man now.
Is he 18 yet?
Oh, he's 33, Taffy. He's
too old for me.
he's got a nice girl that he's shacked up with. And,
well, that's nice. That's what's important.
Me and Josiah, we were never blessed with the gift of life, but John, for my grand, he said good for ratings, the parents on, but we're ladies, and he says he's a big enough star now that it doesn't matter, what we can call it what we want.
Oh, I saw. Is he doing those jokes? Is he just doing those jokes still?
I gave him a book. I hope he's using it. I can't go see him because
we
go to bed early. But we're going to the movie. Is it Spider-Man?
Oh, it's a Deadpool man.
It's one of those super action movie, and they fight the bad guys, and this will be fun, Taffy.
Ooh, you bet you girls' night.
Okay, well, the Taffy, that's enough. This is the part where they're gonna put in the commercial for the movie, and then we watch the movie, and then we'll come back and we'll finish this after the movie.
I don't know if I'll still. I'm gonna try and stay awake.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot. Baby.
Kind of lonesome back here.
A little help here.
Oh. Excuse me.
Woo! Dopinder.
Pool. Dead.
Why the fancy red suit, Mr. Pool?
Oh, that's because it's Christmas Day, Dopinder.
And I'm after someone on my naughty list.
You're probably thinking this was a superhero movie, but that guy in the suit just turned that other guy into a fucking kebab. Surprise! This is a different kind of superhero story. To tell it right, we gotta take you back before I squeeze this ass into spandex.
Mr. Wilson,
you've recently been diagnosed with terminal cancer.
We can fight this.
What if I told you we can cure you and give you abilities most men only dream of?
I'd say that you sound like an infomercial, but not a good one, like Slap Chop, more Shake Weighty.
If I never see you again, know that I love you.
When I'm finished, your mutated cells will heal anything.
But you still think we're making you a superhero? We're making you a super slave.
A
come on.
You're gonna leave me all alone here with Jose Canseco?
Whatever they did to me made me totally indestructible and completely...
No.
Unfuckable.
You look like the inside of other people's assholes.
I didn't ask to be super, and I'm no hero. But when you find out your worst enemy is after your best girl, the time has come to be a fucking superhero. Ow!
Ah, right up Main Street.
Hear the music.
We can't allow this, Deadpool.
I don't have time for your X-Men bullshit, Colossus.
Besides, nobody's getting hurt.
That guy was up there before we got here.
Knock, knock, open
it. I played a lot of roles. Damsel in distress ain't one of them.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
Have you seen this man?
I never say this, but don't swallow. Shit. Did I leave the stove on?
Give it to you. Yeah, you're way too much dude for me. That's why I brought him. I mean, that's why I brought her?
Oh, no, finish your tweet.
It's not, that's fine. Just give us a second.
Go get her, Tiger.
So pity the dude who pressures her into prom sex.
I don't like this movie, Taffy.
Edna, what about the part with the snowman? Did you see
the snowman the snowman. It was the nicest part.
There was a snowman, and he did he did all these kind of shadows, and the little girl it was a commercial for a refrigerator, and he could just live in that refrigerator, and he had a teddy bear, and it was the best part.
I don't have any room in the fridge for a snowman. There's too many leftovers.
Well, you got that deep freeze downstairs. All you got to do, Edna, is just defrost her out and get some of those chicken strips out of there. We could frost some of those up.
We'll get a snowman, and that was the nice. But then. That wasn't even the movie, though, Taffy. The man he burned his tongue on the lighter at the beginning. That's
I don't know how they got. How do you act so slow? Like they just went so. I don't know how they make the movie go so slow. And I was just talented.
My face would get itchy if I had to stand there and the camera swooping all around.
Can you imagine me standing still?
Made me dizzy. And I wanted to see the names of the people in the movie to see if I know the names, but it was just foolishness at the start.
I'll tell you, and I don't ever read what's at the start of those movies, because who can you go to a movie to watch and listen, and who's even reading? Taffy.
And they're just. There's blood. There was blood and bleeding. Yeah. And
they were doing a wild monkey dance.
Shooting. The nasty business. And the
right up the taties.
Taffy, those two. That was the nicest part. Those two people. They were living in sin, but. They love each other.
Oh, I bet they were.
And in my nephew, I'm proud of him. And they are married, but they love each other. And And they're just shooting people in the face, and they're cutting their heads off. And but the love, and he was afraid that she wouldn't love him because he had the face. What's that face?
It's a face of who's the guy that
he's in
your dream, and he has like a big knife on his hand.
Eddie
Frugal. I used to watch those movies.
Those are gross movies. But it's just this movie. This movie's all swears and boobs and bleeding and swords and middle fingers.
There were a couple of those middle fingers. I remember seeing some middle fingers. What else was there? There was a big man, and he was made of a metal man. I don't understand how they could make a man be into a metal man.
How does he move? And then the firebomb explosion girl.
Ooh, I liked her.
The bad girl with the boobies that she didn't show.
One fell out.
This is just. There was a young boy in the movie in the row in front. Oh dear.
I never appreciated the part when they kept telling me to be quiet because I don't understand. Like, you go in to have a social experiment, and I don't understand why they're gonna tell me to be quiet during the movie.
And it's not respectful.
No, to me it's disrespectful.
All the cancer and the there's been some dear people that with the cancer, and to put it in a movie like this, it's just
shouldn't be cancer in a movie.
And just balls and holes. That was it was
well, oh, this, I thought it, that was it funny. Was,
it was this, yes.
Whoa.
But do you think this movie is good for parents?
Well, I think it's only good for parents if you have a kid who you are trying to connect with, I don't know anymore.
Those poor kids, they're twisted. Is this a good movie for their ladies? There was boobies. I didn't like it. If I want to see a boobie, I'll look in the mirror. I don't need to go out and see it in the movies. They're not as good as used to be. I don't want to talk about this. This movie is gross. You don't see it. You go see, if you want to see a nice show, you go to my nephew. I'm so proud of him. To John Forward, he's on the internet, and he's at the shows, and
he's in my dreams.
I got a good idea. I'm gonna go get
mittens. I'm gonna put him on mittens. Come on,
Taffy.
Come on,
Taffy. This is a radio show.
Come on.
Mittens. They can't see mittens. They can't see mittens. They can't see
mittens.